Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I want to sound off about your kiddos, or even you, if you want. It all has to do with what you are naming your kids or what you were named. This is all because of a message that came in from Amanda just a couple days ago. And the subject line said, "Pop culture baby name debate." And she goes, "Hey, Jeremy, my husband and I are expecting our first baby girl this spring. We've officially reached the name war stage." Oh, those were good times. Oh, yeah. "We both want something fun and memorable, not another Olivia or Sophia. Apologies to everyone who has named their child right. Olivia and Sophia this morning."
They're popular names, though. Those are popular.
She says, "But we can't tell if we're being creative or just setting our kid up for weird looks on the playground. Here's where we're stuck. I really want to name her Khaleesi, like from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's strong. It's beautiful. It's unique. My husband, on the other hand, thinks it sounds like we're naming her after a Wi-Fi network."
Yeah.
I can see both.
Khaleesi. Log on to Khaleesi. Here's the password. She says, "I'm wondering, is your kid named after somebody in pop culture? Maybe a celebrity, a movie character, something from your favorite show? Did people love it when you named your kids, or did they think that you lost your mind? Help me convince my husband that little Khaleesi will grow up to rule, not drool." And that's Amanda in Aurora.
Mother of dragons.
Ah, that's a tough name. I really like Khaleesi.
It's
very pretty.
A lot of people named their kid Khaleesi, though, when that show was so popular. So there are a lot of Khaleesis out there.
I got
as
no
well.
Beef with it.
Like, no, I think that that's... Honestly, when you're picking your kid's name, the least advice that you can get from other people is probably the best way to go, because everyone's got something to say about it, right?
Oh, everybody's going to
yes,
have something to everyone's say.
Everyone's going to say something.
Did you name your kid after something in pop culture? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I already have a few calls coming in. I will tell you, Katie Cat, I've got a Reed and a Lila at the house.
Yeah.
Reed was named after a contestant on the TV show. I believe it was The Bachelorette. It wasn't The Bachelor, so it was The Bachelorette.
Okay.
We were watching 15 years ago, and, you know, they get all the male contestants there, and one of them was named Reed, and both Nicole and I are like, "We really like that name.
Yeah.
Let's put that in our back pocket." And sure enough, when he was born, we were like, Reed.
Yeah.
Reed it is, and he looked like a Reed. Now, Lila, if you're familiar with the TV show Friday Night Lights,
yes!
all about football.
Yeah.
There's a cheerleader on that show.
Named Lila.
This is awkward because I had major hots for her. Little Lila Garrity was her name on the TV show, Lila Garrity. And we were watching it, and I told Nicole, I was like, if we ever have a daughter, it's got to be Lila. One, because I feel like it's a beautiful name.
It is.
I really
it's
like Lila.
Such a pretty
and second,
name.
Second, she was a smoking hot cheerleader, which is, again, very awkward on the TV show. But I was like, I really like Lila. So we got a Lila.
You were drawn to her.
So.
You were.
Two for two for me.
Yeah.
Somebody off The Bachelorette and somebody from the TV show Friday Night Lights.
That's good.
Pretty good.
That's good, yeah.
How about Zoe?
Well, the thing is Zoe was going to be a few things before we came to Zoe. At first, it was Genesis. I was going to name Zoe Genesis.
Like a video game system.
The book in the Bible as well. And yes. I called my mom and I was like, it was a strong name. And I was like, what do you think about Genesis? And she laughed. Like, she couldn't even hold it back. She laughed
really?
At
she's
me.
Like, she's like, I can play Sonic the Hedgehog
she
on?
She was like, are you serious? And so Genesis, and then she shamed me. So then I picked Madison, and she was going to be Madison for like 4 months of the pregnancy. And then I just like, there was just something in me that was like, I don't want to, I feel like
well,
there's
a
lot of Madisons
the baby
out there.
Was in you.
Well, yeah, but like, and then also I was just like, I don't want to do Madison. And then we were writing her name down on napkins, like once we, like we're thinking between Madison and then Zoe. I got the name Zoe from the Baby Blues comic book strip. You remember the comic strip, Baby Blues?
Yeah, where, so you got her name off a comic strip.
There was a Zoe and a Hammy was the younger brother. And so
I wish you had named her Hammy.
No, exactly. Little
I feel like
Hammy
that would
Nana.
Fit somehow.
Little Hammy Nana. But yeah, so she's Zoe, and we spelled it Z-O-W-I-E,
Zowie.
Like Bowie.
It's Zowie.
Like Bowie.
Uh-huh, like Zowie.
So, yeah, but so there's so many things that go into it, and like, we changed our name multiple times, so it's like, I'm sure that can, you know,
it happens
do that too. Yeah.
We got people on the line. Everybody texting, call us. I want to talk to some people today. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691 1649. How did you choose your baby name? And is it from something from pop culture or like a product? Like Katie said, Genesis. Like immediately, I was like, "That's a video game system."
And I'm like, "The Bible, Jer."
Yeah, that too. And I feel bad for all the Alexas out there, you know.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
Give us a call 303-691-1649. Here is Tina. Hi, Tina. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Tell us the name and where it came from.
Ethan.
I named
him Ethan Hawke.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I had a huge crush on him, so I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in my son, Ethan.
See, and that's weird, right? That's kind of like me with the cheerleader named Lila.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is also a rock-solid name, just like Ethan. So, yeah, Ethan
Hawke.
Yeah,
and I spelled it different, though. I spelled it E-A-T-H-A-N.
Oh, well, you got to be very
unique.
You
have to spell it different, though. That's part of
it. We're in a world of different spellings.
Yes.
I do know that.
Yep.
I do know that. Tina, you're very kind for calling in this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys as well.
Bye, Tina.
Bye. Let's hop on over to Corbin. Hi, Corbin.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So what are your thoughts on the names?
So I do not have a name. I didn't get to name my kiddos. I've done foster care, and I'm raising my sister's kiddo, my niece.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get to name anybody. But I would say for anybody naming their kiddos, find something meaningful. Find something that means a lot to you guys, maybe family names, or maybe it just, you know, means a lot. And run with it. Don't ask too many people because it's just going to confuse you.
That's Corbin,
what you guys think
Corbin.
Is cool and run with it.
I'm a huge fan of Brisket. So would you be okay if I had another baby, a little son, and we named him Brisket?
You know, I wouldn't be mad at it. I would.
Exactly.
I would totally support you.
Somehow it works, doesn't it? This is my son,
yeah, you know, Brisket.
Brisket
could be cute.
It's cute.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We call him Smoke Ring for short.
He's our little Smoke Ring. Katie, what do you love? You love...
fried chicken.
Fried chicken. Well,
all day.
What's one that's not food that you love?
Oh, I can't name them.
Jean jacket. You love your jean jacket.
Jean
this
jacket.
Is my daughter, Jean jacket.
I love the Denver Nuggets.
Well, Corbin,
hey,
there we go.
If
nugget.
You had the opportunity, Corbin, to name a kid after something you love and adore, what would you choose?
Ooh.
See, you're spouting all this knowledge. What are you?
Great question.
Yeah, what would you pick?
I think it would have to be something spiritual. I'd have to go with a name that's spiritual, something with meaning, but not too biblical. That's probably something unique. Like my niece is named Ezra. There's more Ezras now, but something like that. Something not super popular, but with a lot of meaning. So, yeah,
this is my
I don't have a kiddo yet.
This is my daughter, Heaven. This is Heaven. Corbin,
I have a brother named Heaven.
See, it works. Totally
I like
works.
The Ezra too.
We have full phone lines. We got to get to these other calls. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for doing what you do with all those foster kids.
Yes,
that's very
thank
noble.
Thank you.
Of course. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye bye. Here's Abby.
Hi. So I named my daughter Layla, not realizing there was a very popular song called Layla. So
yeah.
After she was born and. People were finding out her name. They're like, oh, did you name her after the song? And I'm like, there's a song?
Yeah, Clapton, right?
Yeah,
and
Clapton.
I had to play it. And I was like, no, that's not where her name came from. I grew up with a very popular name. There was Abby's, Gabby's, Tabby's all over. So I wanted something that was kind of like not very common, but not like, what did you name your child? So that's kind of how I came up with her name.
Well, I guess if you're going into this and you don't know, are you irritated that everybody sings that song and asks you about that?
No, at first I was just like, I didn't know there was a song. I'm much younger than that song.
It
so
is an old song.
No.
It's definitely an old song.
You're probably like, why does everyone keep singing to me?
Stop
Gosh.
Singing that stupid song.
Stop it.
And then I see your name, Abby, which is a very prominent character on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, you hang out with Elmo a lot.
Abby, I do.
Abby, thank you for the call and chiming in this morning. Here's Jess. Hi, Jess.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Hey, what's going on? You called us, Jess. You sound all ears. What's up? What are your thoughts on the names?
My son's name, he's going to be 16. His name is Silas.
Oh, Silas.
Oh, from Leeds.
Yes.
Yes. I love that show.
I didn't tell him that at first because I wanted to act like I was so novel when I came up with it.
I don't know
I that
show.
That no?
I've never watched it.
Oh, who's the
but
girl?
Now, Justin Timberlake named his son that, so now there's a ton of styluses coming up in my younger daughter's class, so it's not so cool anymore.
I like it. It sounds like stylist, though, a little bit to me, but I like stylist. It's a strong name. It's a solid name. From Leeds. All right. Or from Leeds or Weeds?
Weeds.
Weeds.
Like Mary Louise Parker's in it.
Oh,
I
know
it's
that
an
show.
Older show.
I thought she said Leeds.
Yeah, it came out a while ago.
Yeah, like 2005.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's going to be like 16. So, yeah.
That tracks for that show. But.
All right. Well, that's a good one, Jessica. Thank you so much for calling in. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. What's the name? Is it After Pop Culture?
It is. I actually decided on it when I was 12. We went on vacation, and I started watching The Young and the Restless, and I fell in love with the show, and one of the characters, Ashley Abbott, my mom and my grandma got involved in the show, and I just loved the name. I loved the character on there. I thought she was so beautiful, and I decided then that I was going to name my daughter Ashley, and I didn't have her for 13 years. Then, of course, you know, when I named her that, that happened to be, like, the most popular name that year.
So there's a bunch of little Ashleys running around.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. I love how you kept it in your back pocket for, like, that many years. And you're like, this is it. This is what it's going to be.
That's kind of what you did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I totally did. That's a good one, Lori. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Lori.
That one's, like, fairly common, though, too. It's Ashley. It's like, I didn't name my son. I named my kid Mario. And this is his brother, Luigi.
Well, and again, you probably don't have to explain, if you say it's my daughter, Ashley, why you picked that name, because it is so common. But maybe she spelled it different, like the L-E-I-G-H that people do.
Kathy texted in a little bit ago. She says, my twins, no joke, are Ross and Rachel.
Oh,
that's pretty good. Somebody
that.
Else wrote in and said, my daughter's name is Leah. And yes, based off of Star Wars, so that's pretty good.
Oh, Princess. I like that one.
And
well, how funny is
Dexter,
this?
When somebody wrote in and said their son's name is Dexter.
Like Laboratory?
Dexter.
Get out of my laboratory.
Well, and the Dexter, the murderer.
The murderer.
The serial killer,
which is
I
a
love
little
Dexter.
Awkward.
There's a lot of Dexter, I know.
Hi, Bree. Is it Bri or Bree?
Bree.
Huh?
It's Bree.
Hi, Bree.
Hi. So I have a Jackson, and he's from the Sons of Anarchy. But also, my husband watched the movie Jack when he was younger, and his name is Jason, so he just added the son to Jack, and that's how he got Jackson.
God, I love Sons of Anarchy. That was such a good show.
Well, and I had a feeling that my son was going to have blonde hair, so I was like, yep, it worked out perfectly, except for he has dark brown eyes.
And did he come out with a giant back tattoo as well?
It would have been so cool.
Cool.
That would have been awesome. The doctor would have been like, whoa, what is happening right now?
That's
a good one, Bree. Thank you. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Well,
got you.
Loud and clear. Could you actually talk even talk a little louder?
I just usually it sounds different. I don't
know. No, a little louder. Lisa, go a little louder.
No, you're fine.
Stop.
You're fine. We've got you.
Stop it. What's the name?
Holden. I named my son Holden after Holden Caulfield from The Catcher in the Rye.
Okay.
And
awesome.
I loved it then. I love it now. So, no regrets.
I love that name so much.
That's a good, solid name, too,
especially,
Holden.
Especially, you know. With the literature history like that, it's just so...
Well, it's unique, too.
It is.
You know?
Did he get made fun of a lot in school? I got to ask you.
No. Except when he first started kindergarten, he was very upset because he said, the kids said he was old because old was in his name. But other than that, no, I think...
That's creative. I didn't think of that one. Because I immediately went, holding my beer, holding my backpack, holding up the line, you know.
Well, maybe. Maybe he never told me about all that, but no.
But other than that, it's a good solid name.
Yeah, I mean, automatically it says you read books, so you win.
Lisa, thank you for calling in.
We're intellectuals.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Thank you for calling in this morning and for holding so long, okay?
You got it.
Later, Gator. Bye.
Bye, Lisa.
Was that rude?
Oh, no.
Maybe a little rude. Hi, Julie.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're really good. What's the name?
Walker.
Like Texas Ranger?
That's what I call him.
Yeah! A little Chuck Norris action.
Yes.
Love this.
I actually I actually call him Luke Skywalker, Texas Ranger, to make it even more obnoxious.
Coolest kid ever. Oh my gosh.
That's a badass kid.
Yeah.
One of those moms. Anyway, he's named after my grandpa. His last name was Walker, and my mom's maiden name was Walker. So.
Oh, wow. I would still say Chuck Norris.
Exactly. Right?
Totally. Yeah. I'll tell everybody that.
Did he ever take martial arts?
He wrestles, but not. Close enough. A little bit.
He could take somebody down. He could go Chuck Norris on.
Oh, he totally could. Yeah.
They hear his name and they just fall to the ground.
I like it, Julie. I like it a lot. Thank you for your time.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Later. All right. We'll do two more. Christy and Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, guys.
Hey. What's the name?
So my son's middle name is Jareth with a T-H, and he was the king of the goblins in the movie Labyrinth, which is actually played by David Bowie.
Yes, I love Labyrinth.
That's a deep dive right there.
Wow.
That is a deep dive.
Oh, my gosh.
God, when did that come out?
The story
that was
of
like,
the babe. Like, that's the best movie ever.
Early 80s,
maybe? It's the best movie ever. Do you remember when he's walking in the swamp and it sounds like farts? That's so good. That movie's the best.
At least you didn't name him Farts.
My son's only 7, so.
Oh,
you held on to that one for a while.
Yes. Gosh, that's such a good
movie. I'm glad you didn't name him Swamp Farts, though.
No, definitely not.
No, definitely not.
That's so good.
Carrie, that is the deepest dive of all the calls this morning.
It's a good one.
Wow. I got to get on my scuba gear. That was gear. It was a deep dive. Carrie, thank you.
It definitely came from way back.
Yeah.
Way
back machine. That's good.
Have a good day, Carrie. All right, we'll wrap things up with Christy. Hi, Christy.
Kirsty.
Kirsty. Kirsty. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're jolly good.
Yeah.
Were you named after Kirstie Alley?
I have no idea.
No. Okay. What's the name you're calling about?
It's a very common English name.
What's your name you're calling about?
It's actually my youngest son. We called him Lachlan.
And what is Lachlan after?
So he actually came from an argument with my husband because we agreed that if we found out the gender of him, that we would name him. And it got to 3 weeks after the scan and he still didn't have a name. So I picked the most obnoxious name I had ever heard, which came from a TV program called Emmerdale in England.
Oh, it's like a British
show,
yeah.
And he just agreed to it.
Okay, so Lachlan is the most annoying name you could think of, and you still named him your son.
You stuck with the most annoying name ever.
Does he know that?
I was too deep into the argument and had to follow through.
Yeah,
you can't
pride.
Back down. You got to win that argument.
Oh, my gosh. This is the best.
That's fantastic.
I'm so glad you wrapped it up.
My dad begged me not to call him Lachlan, told me that it was a made-up name and that it was stupid and that he was going to call him by his middle name of Daniel.
Yeah, he was right.
I mean,
no, I'm joking. I'm just joking. How old is Lachlan now?
But he's 9.
Oh, that's funny. Does he know the story behind it and everything?
Yeah, my mom tells him often.
Is he mad at you?
Your mom hated your name.
That's good stuff, Kirsty.
That's so good.
I love your story, and honestly, I could listen to you talk all day long.
I know. Really you have just the best accent.
Can you do me a huge favor?
Oh, thank you.
Can you do me a huge favor?
Yeah.
Can you just go, I love listening to Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
I love listening to Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Gosh, it's so charming.
I love
so
that.
It's so beautiful.
We love listening to you.
Beautiful.
Josh, can you get that audio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pull that, say that for me.
Yeah.
Kirsty, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Say hi to Lachlan for us.
Hey, Lachlan.
Hey. Have a good day.
Bye, Kirsty.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Bye. Oh, that was good. Good stuff today.
Yeah.
These are funny.
Wow, and look at all the messages coming in on the text line we couldn't even get to.
Man.
So many names. Thanks, guys.